KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a little bit of sunshine peeking through the clouds. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies at 63 degrees. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 76. Radar shows some of the showers popping up between Carson and Macedonia, and also stretching down into the just west of the Tabor area along the I-29 corridor. The bulk of the showers and thunderstorms are still in Nebraska for the most part. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Atlantic Elks Lodge is holding a fundraiser to benefit veterans of Cass County. Elks member Mark McNeese says more specifically, the fundraiser is for a project in the Field of Glory area in the Atlantic Cemetery to make it easier for people to access the Field of Glory.
What we're looking to do is build a sidewalk and spruce it up a little bit with some medallions as well. It's not going to be just a sidewalk.
And he said that they just simply want to help out. He said the idea came from seeing veterans walk across the grass as their branch of service was called to lay a wreath at the Field of Glory, which was dedicated on Memorial Day 1944. The project will make it easier for the aging veterans to walk toward the memorial area.
I've watched over the years, and a lot of these guys, you know, that are doing and helping out, you know, they're, let's face it, they're up there, and they're, yeah, some of them using a walker or very unsteady. And then carrying a wreath at the same time, you know, I've vivid memories of a lot of good friends that I've been fortunate enough to know, veterans, and you think of Shorty Parrott and some of them that helped out and went up there, and it's like, don't need to risk them falling down and suffering an injury on uneven ground there. So let's see if we can get them a nice smooth surface to go up through there and make it a little bit safer.
It would also make it more wheelchair accessible. An announcement will be made during Memorial Day services on Monday that the Elks are looking for donations to help pay for the sidewalk project.
It's something I think the community definitely will get behind. I don't see it's going to be a problem to raise the funds for this. And we've got some ideas on you know, the cost, and I have a goal in mind of $5,000 to do it. And that sounds like quite a bit for a sidewalk, but we've got quite a bit of concrete we're looking at here, and the Elks, you know, we're going to do the donation of the labor, and we've got Dreyer Brothers that are concrete. They're going to help us out here to finish it off. Pro.
Embedded along the concrete sidewalk near where the wreaths are laid will be brass heavy-duty medallions for each of the five branches of service. Any funds left over may be used for such things as temporary flag holders, lighting, landscaping, and perhaps even an eternal flame. Donations may be mailed to the Atlantic Elks Lodge, Post Office Box 14, Atlantic, Iowa 50022. You can mark your checks with something like sidewalk project or veterans cemetery project. They'll get the idea. Donations will also be accepted at the Atlantic Armory and during the Memorial Day service in the Atlantic Cemetery. Other fundraising plans are also in the works. It's hoped work on the project can begin later this summer or early this fall. More than 2,400 hogs died in a fire at a hog confinement in northwest Iowa's Plymouth County. Firefighters from five communities fought the blaze. Dennis Morris reports from Lamar's.
That fire was reported at around 10:30 Friday morning, and according to Kingsley Fire Chief Paul Huth, the hog barn was fully engulfed when firefighters arrived on the scene. He says the barn is totally gone. Huth says an electrical exhaust fan is what is being blamed for the fire's origin.
Owner was on scene when he'd done chores in the other building, and he could smell smoke. He went to get out, out of the building to see what he could smell and see, and that's when he realized there was a fan motor that was engulfed and could not get the breaker out and was blowing fire into the building, and that's what started it all.
The Kingsley fire chief says that the fire had been burning for a couple of hours before firefighters were able to bring the blaze under control.
And elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a Sioux City woman has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for forcing another vehicle off the road and stealing the occupant's purse, as well as passing forged checks. 42-year-old Stephanie Dunscombe pled guilty Wednesday to first-degree theft and forgery. Police say that on May the 5th, Dunscombe used her vehicle to force another vehicle off the road in Sioux City that approached the victim's vehicle. Police say she reached through a partially open passenger side window to open the door and steal the victim's purse, which held a wallet and a checkbook. Police soon found Dunscombe's vehicle broken down with the victim's purse still inside. Dunscombe had also stolen a billfold, allegedly, from the home in November and later forged checks from it. The Iowa Watershed Approach, providing nearly $100 million to improve rural watersheds, is the focus of a June 13th meeting of the State Interagency Missouri River Authority, or CIMRA. Larry Weber will discuss the Iowa Watershed Approach and how adopting conservation practices reduces peak stream flows and improves water quality. As director of the University of Iowa's Hydro Science and Engineering Center, including the Iowa Flood Center. Weber will highlight how funding from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development can reduce flooding by improving watershed resiliency. Other speakers will share progress from the watershed management coalitions for the East and West Nishnabotna Rivers, updates on the Missouri River conditions, and the Missouri River Recovery Program. That meeting begins at 10 a.m. Again, that's on June 13th at the Classic Cafe in Malvern. Interested people can attend the meeting by conference call. You can dial 1-866-685-1580 and follow the prompts. The conference code is listed under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Iowa's peak boating season begins this weekend, and it comes with a reminder to make sure registrations are up to date and the right equipment is on board. Iowa Department of Natural Resources Boating Law Administrator Susan Stocker says there must be a wearable life jacket for each person, and she says it's important that it fits the intended user.
Nobody expects to be hit or even the waves to throw them out of the boat, and without a life jacket, you're not going to be able to be saved.
Stocker says that it's a good idea to make sure there's a fully charged fire extinguisher and a horn or whistle in case of emergency. She says that things can happen quickly on the water, and being prepared could save your life.
You won't have time to put your life jacket on once you're thrown out of the water, and the life jacket is the only thing that's going to save you.
Stocker reminds boat operators that the blood alcohol limit for boating is 0.08, the same as it is for driving a vehicle. She says she's not against celebrating, but there's no shame in having someone in charge of the boat who is not drinking. And a driver could be facing a $10,000 bill after he plowed into newly poured concrete in Lincoln, Nebraska, and became stuck. The accident occurred Wednesday on a portion of the road repair project in the state capitol. Police spokeswoman Angela Sands said Friday that police won't cite the driver, 19-year-old Shadras Yashaya. A police incident report said it was obvious, or rather wasn't obvious, that the concrete was dry and that Yashaya drove a 2009 Honda Civic into it through a 24-foot gap between traffic control cones. City engineer Thomas Schaefer said the driver is responsible for the repairs. He says the contractor estimated it will cost more than $10,000 to pay for removing the car, scraping out the ruined slurry, repouring more, and finishing it. Social media images of the vehicle show it had license plates out of Cass County, Iowa. Also, the Iowa Department of Transportation's Sioux City Construction Office reports ramp shoulder construction work in conjunction with the Interstate 29 Interchange Reconstruction Project will require closing northbound I-29 on and off ramps at Salix, that's exit 134, beginning at 8 a.m. Tuesday and until June 13th, weather permitting. Motorists will be detoured around the northbound I-29 ramp work zone on signed routes. And upon completion of that portion of the project, the northbound Interstate 29 construction ramp, the southbound Interstate 29 on and off ramps at Salix will be closed for about 2 weeks for shoulder construction work. And again, traffic will be detoured around the work zone. The Iowa DOT reminds motorists to always drive with caution, obey the posted speed limit and other signs in the work area. And don't forget the traffic fines for moving violations are at least double in work zones. That is a check of the news brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.